Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Tomlin addressing the media today, talking about Aaron Rodgers, and it sure sounds like it's a case of we'll see if he can go Friday, and if he can, he's in. I mean, the whole thing sounded to me like he's in. That's what it sounded like to me. I would even guess if it were Saturday. That's how I interpreted all of that. Let's hear from Mr. Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. The Batconian Mongoose is on the line. He's also on your YouTube feed. You can go find our YouTube channel, subscribe for free. Go right through our website, 937thefan.com, or go straight to YouTube, and you can see a mongoose in the wild, so to speak. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you today?
I've never been better. That was an interesting news conference. Did you interpret it the same way I did with Rodgers, that Friday, if he's a go Friday, he's in, and who knows, maybe if he can just go Saturday in a walkthrough type situation?
Yeah, that news conference picked up steam like the Steelers in the fourth quarter Sunday, and the spitting exchanges were like James Pierre front flipping into the end zone. So I was a little worried that we were in for a clunker there until the end. But yeah, I definitely got the vibe. Trying to kind of read Mike Tomlin's mind and words that Aaron Rodgers is going to play. I thought that was an interesting question about the Bears being the opponent this week in Chicago specifically, because I think a lot of people in the NFL world who have watched Aaron Rodgers for two decades couldn't help but wonder if this opponent was the Panthers on the road, would it be a little different calculus than getting the chance to play that team again, his own personal little brother? But obviously Mike Tomlin shot that down, dunked on it, spiked it, swatted it away, Mutomboed it, all that stuff.
You blanked out on me for a minute there. What was the last part of what you said?
I thought it was interesting that it was brought up about Rodgers potentially wanting to play a little bit more because it's the Bears.
Right.
His own personal punching bag. For nearly two
Tomlin
decades,
jumped,
but obviously
Tomlin jumped on that like Darnell Washington on a Bengals defender, didn't he?
He gave that one the Mutombo. Yeah, he swatted that away. But I mean, I think everybody out there in the NFL world is like, hey, if it were the Panthers at Bank of America Stadium on Sunday, would it be a little different calculus? But no, I mean, we're shaping up for one of those Tomlin Steelers weeks of constantly trying to check on availability. And one Tomlinism that comes to mind from, I think it was a Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph from a few years ago, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe it was Rudolph Ben, I don't know, but we'll land that plane when it's time to land the plane.
I mean, if I had to bet right now, I think the real smart money is on Rodgers playing, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, no surgery certainly makes you think that they'll find a way to, you know, brace or cast or wrap that thing up. But I was glad that, you know, in Tomlin's explanation there of decision-making, you know, he sort of started with Rodgers being able to protect himself and pain tolerance. And I'm kind of sitting there thinking, this isn't a first round pick rookie that we're talking about here, Mike. I mean, this is someone who he's probably empty in the tank for the 2025 season. I think we all went into this year with that in mind, Aaron included. And then it really boiled down to his effectiveness too. At the end of the day, I think that's the biggest, domino that the Steelers coaching staff has to look for, being able to catch that snap, move around, protect the ball, because that's already become a little bit of a concern with Rodgers lately. And even if it's not your throwing hand, doing it with a broken or a fracture in your wrist can't be fun.
I mean, one thing about Rodgers I would never, ever question was his toughness, right? He came back to practice like faster than anybody in history from that Achilles. 77 days after surgery for a torn Achilles, he returned to practice. Now, I don't know how much he actually did, but still, it seemed clear that he really wanted to play if the Jets were in it at that point. And he's been sacked almost 600 times, and he hasn't missed a ton of games. I just think it's almost obvious that he's going to play in this game, and I think he's going to lobby very, very hard to do that.
Well, then the question that you'll be taking callers on the rest of the week, I suppose, will be, should he? Should Tomlin play him in this game, or should he save him from himself? I think somebody asked about that today, too. How much pull does Aaron have himself in making this decision? I think it'd be one thing if it were Will Howard and whether or not he's going to start with an injury, or a guy who's a four-time MVP, future Hall of Famer. But what complicates matters is he hasn't been playing very well the last game and a half. So Tomlin, he's been through this before. He can shoot down those questions however many times we request him from now until Friday or after the game Sunday if it doesn't go well, or after the game Sunday if it does go well. But yeah, either any way you slice it, Joe, I feel like this is not a great position for the Steelers to be in. A lot of people were holding their breath all season every time Rodgers took a hit.
I don't know. Can this
would that be one that injures him?
Yeah. I mean, could this get significantly worse? Limits? Can you get a hand doctor, some sort of orthopod on the line, if you would, please? It strikes me that if you have a small fracture in your hand or wrist, does it become a bigger fracture? Can it become worse? Or
I would think so.
Would you? I don't know. Or is it just a matter of pain tolerance, which I think he's quite proven at withstanding pain? I don't know. What would be the risk of playing and furthering such an injury? I don't know, Brian. Do you? You must.
I'm not a hand doctor.
You went to...
nor did I stay at Holiday Inn Express last night.
No.
But just common sense, I think this isn't like playing with a pulled hamstring where you risk pulling it more off the bone or something like that, or a calf strain like the previous elderly quarterback that the Steelers had in here was probably pushing to play through that. Well, that can become a torn Achilles very quickly, according to the experts out there, I think. So, I don't think this is that, but I think you still do worry about overall effectiveness with Rodgers, even independent of the injury.
Yes.
And now he's got something that it was enough that he didn't feel he finished that drive. I thought it was odd that Mike Tomlin didn't know what play he got hurt on. That might have just been Mike trying to obfuscate everything he possibly can. But I did think it was odd that Rodgers headed down to the locker room even as the Steelers were kicking off there after that field goal, because they could have muffed the kick return. They could have forced a fumble and had another drive. But obviously he felt bad enough with that wrist that he wanted to get a head start on getting it looked at.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. 90% chance of rain and a high of Troy Polamalu, 43, a low of Rod Woodson, 26. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Limits, why don't you play a treat or two before the top of the hour?
I love treats.
Brian Batko interpret it for us,
well,
if he would.
Tom, when it first said that he wasn't going to comment on the whole thing about Ramsey, Brian, but then he did.
Were you aware at the time that Jalen Ramsey said that Chase spit on him? And what's your thoughts on how the NFL handled that yesterday?
I was aware. I certainly talked to Jalen in game. It's an unfortunate incident. It's not an act that's common to the game of football. It's nothing to do with football. I'm not going to comment on it. The NFL office rendered their judgment, and so we're moving on.
A few moments later.
Mike Ramsey plays with an edge. He has his whole career. When something like that happens on Sunday, because the play before, they had to be separated. Was your message to him to try to simply remove himself from that stuff? And how do you, as a competitor, how do you sort of keep him from sort of,
I have no message if someone spits in your face. Do what comes natural.
Okay, but this was Tomlin on Sunday when he just said he knew that Ramsey had been spit on, Brian. This was him Sunday after the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Limitless wonder.
You got to give me a little bit more of a leeway into that joke, considering it's so far back into the archives. We've had so many things that Tomlin talked about.
I know.
I didn't need any. It doesn't matter. We gotta be smarter. We gotta stay in football games as individuals.
So which is it, Brian?
I don't know. I was wondering the same thing. I feel like we could talk about this for 4 hours because this is one of those topics that it ultimately doesn't really matter, because Tomlin's response to it is, this isn't like, how would he handle it again if they have fourth and one at midfield? This is a guy getting spit on in a game. It's probably not going to happen again this season, or maybe in the time that Tomlin's coaching the Steelers. So this isn't a particularly football relevant debate, but it's one of those ones that does kind of transcend football and sports. What do you do if someone spits on you? So it's funny to just talk about with your friends at the bar or whatever. And I can't make heads or tails of Tomlin's explanation because, and I also tell you this, guys, from the press box, I'm watching the whole thing unfold. I did not see Tomlin in any sort of discussion with Ramsey. He was being calmed down by Darrell Young, their player development guy, who's like, he's kind of the get back coach on the sideline. Not that Tomlin ever needs
Ramsey
that,
was but, being calmed down. Yeah.
Yes, yes, and he was incensed, and then the assistant O-line coach, Isaac Williams, came over, Broderick Jones came over, because he has eons of experience doing this with George Pickens, so he was exactly the right man to call upon to calm someone down who was crashing out on the sideline at that time. It was probably muscle memory from Broderick Jones to go over there. Point being, I didn't see Tomlin interact with Ramsey then, and obviously Ramsey has to go take an early shower. Tomlin's coaching the rest of the game. He didn't go down to the locker room to chat with Ramsey and, I guess, Aaron Rodgers, who never emerged. But maybe he talked to him afterward before he came up to the podium. So, yeah, I was a little surprised his initial response today. And then, yeah, he seemed to indicate at the end that he's got Ramsey's back. And I thought it was funny that Zach Taylor, I don't know about funny, I thought it was kind of disgraceful, actually, that Zach Taylor had Jamar Chase's back and didn't just, you know, condemn it outright. He did went on this big soliloquy about how Chase is such a good leader and he made a mistake and he's going to respond from this. And then there, I don't know if you guys have seen this discourse today online. There's a whole other sort of contrarian talking point developing that in football, we've had these spitting incidents and we immediately clutch our pearls when this happens, but we cheer when a guy tries to take someone's head off on a hit over the middle, on the field. That's what we celebrate in this game. Is there a incongruent thought process there? And this also dovetails with Bengals fans think Chase was headhunting, or excuse me, Ramsey was headhunting Chase all game, and they were all too eager to point that out on social media in the last 48 hours.
Wait, so, I mean, all those things that you mentioned are part of the game, even intimidating hits, even illegal hits in some ways. I do think spitting falls into a different category, don't you?
Yeah, and I guess I look at it too, Joe, as, and this is why I think Tomlin's answer to it is interesting too, just as a leader of men. I guess I would tell someone, hey, if you spit in someone's face, or even if you're saying certain things to someone's face, I know trash talking is part of the game too. That's a little different than if you're on East Carson Street at midnight, but be ready for the repercussions if you do something like that. Know what you're getting into. And at the same time, I think what Tomlin was advocating for there immediately post-game was the Dak Prescott turn the other cheek approach, and don't further hurt your team laugh it off, let the guy get in trouble, and stay in the game so that you don't have to run Chuck Clark out there for the rest of it. So it's, again, it's an interesting and intriguing thing to discuss, and everybody's going to have different opinions on it. We know Ramsey's opinion. I'm still not entirely sure what Tomlin's was, but all the players are going to have Ramsey's back on that as well, I think.
All right, let's get to more coming up next, Brian. We have a ton of clips here about Aaron Rodgers, about a variety of players, about why Jaylen Warren was set to go back in the game and then didn't, and about Darius Slay coming back to reclaim his starting spot. Is Tomlin going to give it to him? He answered that question rather surprisingly, I thought, as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.